awaiting the coronavirus press conference. It's going to be outside today in the Rose Garden of the White House, which is kind of interesting. And it appears to be about to rain there. So I don't know. I don't know. These press conferences have become a little less like press conferences about medicine and about this outbreak, and more about some wacky politics. But we'll see. We'll see. And also getting even with the press. We'll find out. It's very entertaining, no matter how informative it might be. All right, let's talk right now to the House Minority Leader for the state of Illinois, because this is really important. Jim Durkin is joining us right now. And the governor, an hour ago in his press conference, was asked a bunch of questions, peppered with a bunch of questions, Jim, about how we're going to pay for this on the other side. I like the idea that now we're worried about how we're going to pay for it. I think that that's at least some sort of step in the right direction. But what are the chances here? Can the feds help us out?
Good afternoon, Roe. I think that we have to wait to see exactly what the state will be receiving from the CARES Act, that $2.2 trillion federal act that was passed a few weeks ago. The state and municipalities throughout, from Chicago to the small municipalities, will be sharing some $5 billion from that act to pay for COVID-19 expenses. I can go into greater detail, but it is my hope that a number of the expenses that the state has justly taken on will be covered. We are still, again, everyone is trying to translate that federal act, and we're living in unprecedented times. Right now, the focus is clearly on social distancing, reducing the amount of people who are being who are infected, hopefully slow down this rate of death, and also get people unemployment benefits. So, Ro, I think there is a way for the state of Illinois, the city of Chicago, the county of Cook, and other municipalities who've had to dole out a significant amount of dollars because of this horrible, horrible tragedy that's occurring, that there will be help from the federal government.
Okay, so unemployment, obviously, that's a state function right there. With
yes.
with federal money into your reserve, into the amount that you guys have to pay out.
No, I would consider that, yeah. Well, that's a payroll tax. It goes into the unemployment insurance fund, but
right.
The federal act is drafted generally enough where we can constitute that would constitute an expense.
Right, right. So that's the point is that it's got to be it's managed by the state. How are we
Correct.
Doing?
You know what? Let me just preface this. I had a press conference yesterday, a Zoom press conference. I just found out about Zoom. It's interesting, but I will say that I supported the governor's stay-at-home order, and I still do. That is the only way we're going to be able to flatten this proverbial curve and reduce this this epidemic and bring us back to normalcy. But I will say this. While I credit the governor and what he's doing for the health of Illinoisans, when the governor and the administration entered the executive order back in March, and we decided, and the governor decided that there will be essential versus non-essential businesses, and non-essential businesses will have to shut their doors. Bars, restaurants, mainly retailers. A number of people went out of business. Jobs were lost. I believe the administration should have thought through how they were going to address the hundreds of thousands of individuals who would be without a paycheck right afterwards. I am, and every other member of the legislature, the House, the Senate, and the administration are hearing daily of the incredible frustration that people who've lost their jobs, they have no income, are looking for relief from the Department of Employment Security through the Unemployment Insurance Fund, and they're having no success.
Let me just stop you and let me take you through that. Where are the problems? Is it trying to get a hold of them? Is it trying to get the check after you've filled out the application? Is the application the problem? What's the biggest impediment?
All the above. It's getting into the system, getting into the computer system, and getting into the queue of stating that, you know, that I've lost my job and I need to apply to get in for benefits, or the hotline number, it goes unanswered. Those are the biggest problems that I'm experiencing. The calls that I'm getting, the emails are getting, that people have said, we've called this hotline number over 100 times within the last 3 days. We can't get through. We can't get through on the computer systems. The computer's crashed. There's been 500,000 Illinoisans have applied for these benefits. And I'm sure that that doesn't even reflect all the people who have been let go from their jobs. Yeah, we have an obligation to help them through, because they've lost their jobs by not because of their employer, not because of actions they did, because of a very strong action by the state of Illinois. We should have anticipated that there would be this crush of applications to the state of Illinois for people seeking help, because we shut down businesses within 48 hours after the executive order, the stay-at-home order, was issued. And again, I support the order. But you have to think about these things thoroughly, about what are going to be the consequences and how do we handle that. So this is what a state should be doing. I understand there's always going to be problems, because of the numbers. But this is the job of the state. We can't let people leave them hanging out there when they have no income coming in. And that the state of Illinois has this inherent responsibility to these employees. I got an email from somebody yesterday making $18,000 a year. They can't get through, and they're a cook, and they're just devastated. They've got absolutely no other source of income, and so that's the frustration. And I've asked the governor on two different occasions through a letter going back 2 weeks ago, say that the system is not working. Let's enhance it. Bring in some people from the outside. We need to be able to move people from other state agencies into IDES to handle the phones. Upgrade these systems, bring in we've got some of the finest consulting firms in the world that troubleshoot problems of this magnitude everywhere. We should have done that before. We should have anticipated, is this system above, can it manage the flow of traffic that'll be coming into it? And I'm just calling it like I see it. The state has failed in that respect. And there's hundreds of thousands of people out there who have not been able to get into the system.
Talking to Jim Durkin, he's the House Minority Leader down in Springfield. Obviously, there's a lot of dynamics to this. And you could see the governor and a lot of the people, a lot of his staff are dealing with the public health side of this equation. What can Republicans do here, as you're the minority leader, the Republican, longstanding Republican? What can Republicans do to maybe pick up this part of the, what do you need, I suppose, to pick up this part of the equation, the reopening part of the equation, or the taking care of the people who've lost their jobs?
Look, the state of Illinois' function is we have multiple functions and responsibilities. Yes, we have an inherent responsibility to protect our citizens, but we also have a responsibility towards our employers and also the employees in the state of Illinois who've been caught in tragic situations. With respect to Illinois Department of Employment Security, all I got to say is that this is all hands on deck. It should have been 3 weeks ago, a month ago, when this started, and it should have been thought through of how we're going to be able to handle this. I'm just calling out what I see, and now I understand the governor is moving as quick as he can to get the systems in a better place and to put more individuals in the hotline. But as we move forward, this executive order will expire at the end of April. And I hear many people on both sides of the argument. I do believe that we have to make a decision based on what it's the governor's decision, but I hope that he will consult the legislative leaders and ask whether or not certain parts of this executive order should be modified. I just think it's worth
it. You think by the end
discussion.
Of the, wait, let me just make sure I understand that. You think by the end of this month, or are you talking about middle of May? What are you talking about in terms of getting people back to work or opening up some parts of the economy?
I don't have an idea right now of when people are going to go, when these non-essential employees will be going back to work. That is going to be a determination based on the numbers that we see and what the trend is by the epidemiologist. I'm not a doctor,
Do you have an idea? Do you have a suggestion? I mean, what are your opinions on that?
My opinions are that we should have a thoughtful discussion with the governor and the legislature. We have co-equal branches of government. We've been running government through executive order since March. We should have at least greater input, thoughtful discussion, at least discuss ideas of how we can be creative to ensure the health and safety of Illinoisans during this, but also how can we put these that we determine non-essential employees in these businesses get their doors open again. It sounds like a lot, but the fact is, I don't think we have a choice. We have to be able to figure this out, and that's what we do.
All right. Jim Durkin, thank you very much. State Representative, House Minority Leader. All right, there he goes.